You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Vasquez beat away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal! Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Ronel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantarita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, a big thank you to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, our great friends at the King's Court, O'Connor's, my good friend Peter, Advantage BMW, our great sponsors of this show. We thank them very much. Also, The Cube, sponsoring Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So a big thank you to them. Couple of quick things here. This Sunday, 3:30 to 5:30, Cyfair Dynamo's Youth Soccer Club is hosting a Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic. $50 is all it costs. You get a t-shirt. All the proceeds go back to a 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Go to dynamossoccer.com or cccfund.org to sign up. Really want to try to get the numbers boosted a little bit there. And big thanks to Puma and Olivier Finidori and the Cyfair Dynamos Youth Soccer Club. Again, dynamossoccer.com or cccfund.org to sign up. It's inexpensive. You get a t-shirt. If you want to drop 50, we'll get somebody there that might not be able to afford the clinic. All right, A Night for Champions is Wednesday, April 3rd, 6:30 to 8:30. Federal American Grill, 510 Shepherd, hosted by both the Snowdrop Foundation and the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. So these are kind of things that Soccer Matters is involved with to create awareness and raise funds. So check this out. People in the business that I really look up to, Bill Worrell of the Houston Rockets, Bill Brown, the former Astros play-by-play man, you still see him, and myself, it's real casual. We talk play-by-play experiences, travel, all kinds of fun things. It's really loose. It'll be a fun night. Tickets are $100 at Eventbrite. Federal Grill is a great spot. The food is awesome. It'll be very intimate. And you're going to meet some of the legends in broadcasting. And I'm talking about Bill Worrell of the Houston Rockets and Bill Brown of the Houston Astros. All right, 713-780-3776. Quickly to La Rosa, who wants to talk about the statue in L.A. La Rosa, how are you?
Hey, buenas noches, Glenn. ¿Cómo estás?
Buenas noches, señor. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien. I just had a quick question. I just wanted to kind of say, how would you feel if you are one of the all-time greats in U.S. soccer? I would say Landon Donovan. And he was obviously, most of his career was with the Galaxy. And then they unveiled a statue of David Beckham. Now, granted, David Beckham, one of the greatest of all time, can't take that away from him. But how would you feel if that was to happen to you? And do you feel like another European star would get a statue somewhere in the U.S.? And then my second question is, do you feel like Zinedine Zidane in Madrid can really make it without Ronaldo? Because obviously he was being, you know, the trainer for that team with Ronaldo. Can he really make the difference? And I'll hang up the list. I love the show, by the way.
Hey, La Rosa, you're the best. Buenas noches. Have a great night. Thank you very much for that phone call. So quickly, there was some tension between Landon Donovan and also David Beckham back in the day. I don't think there's any question that was documented. L.A. better be working on a Landon Donovan statue right now. If I'm being truthful, I mean, he has to be honored. He held up the league as the star of this league for so many years and really the main representative of the United States men's national team and MLS. So people bag on him for not going to Europe more. That's his choice. But the fact that he stayed here and really boosted Major League Soccer, all kudos to Landon Donovan. I don't think any question. And listen, without David Beckham, we're not where we are either. Okay, so I'd be working on the Donovan statue pretty quickly to put next to David, and maybe we can meld their hands together so they're holding hands. That would be nice, right? Because they got to love each other now. We all exist. Competition's a good thing. But David Beckham shed the light on soccer in America like nobody could have, because he crossed not only the soccer side of things, but also he crossed the celebrity side of things as well. The other question on Zidane is, well, you know, they're going to try to make that player either Kylian Mbappe. Hazard is expected to go there, or Neymar. And the president, Florentino Perez, has already come out and said that. So, you know, they're going to try to find that star replacement. But I think that's the fascination of seeing Zidane come and take this team a second time around La Raza, because he's got to do some building here. It's not a team that's sort of intact. He's got to do some building. All right, back down to Monterrey, Mexico. We go. Victor arrives there. The Houston Dynamo getting set to take on Tigres of Monterrey. And Victor, sounds like the Tigres fans are now starting to come out and get prepared for this kickoff. We're less than 2 hours away.
Listen to this, Glenn.
Yeah, so we're listening to audio of Tigres fans beginning to get things fired up.
How about that? Tigres fans serenading their team into the stadium. The team bus set to arrive here shortly. You know, some of them having their phones up and putting up flashlights like they did in the stadium the other day. But the drums are rolling. The singing chords are going, and it's almost game time.
How about the newspapers today? What did the newspapers look like? Because I always love, you know, I used to go to Mexico a lot more often because in my past marriage, I was married to a Mexican woman, and I used to go down. Why did I say all that? Did people really need to know all that about me? I guess not really, but anyway, I used to pick up the papers down there all the time. That's good. That's what you call good radio right there. I just dipped into my personal life, which is not something I like to do on this radio show.
Yeah, people are going to start saying you should get remarried.
Yeah. That's, well, hey, we never count anything out, right? Manchester United came back against PSG. There's still hope for Glenn Davis, okay? There's still hope. I've not given up. Now, back to my thing about Mexico. The papers were always filled, and I'm not talking about one page, one article. I'm talking 6-7 pages.
Yeah, I mean, well, I can tell you now, certainly at the man for that here, there's a couple hundred out of here waiting for their team to come onto the field. I mean, this would be awesome, right? We could have some of this with the Dynamo. Can you imagine team bus coming into the stadium and there's, you know, a couple hundred there, Batallón, Tsunami, walking in, into the stadium, singing, chanting, showing the passion. I mean, obviously this is a more years of history, and, you know, I've already been inside the stadium. You know, it gives you chills. It's Old Testament, right? It's one of the oldest stadiums in Mexico. You know, everything about this environment gives it that big game feel. And yeah, I imagine it's going to be a big talking point tomorrow in the papers as soon as this series is sentenced.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And again, for Dynamo fans, 10 o'clock on Yahoo Sports. And I believe it's – is it on Univision Deportes, Victor?
Yes, it's on Univision Deportes tonight in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yahoo Sports in English, and then Soccer Matters on social media. We got some stuff behind the scenes that you won't see on TV.
Yeah. Get over to social media, Facebook, Soccer Matters. Victor's done some really good work down there. Victor, you're doing a great job. So, is it only on the internet tonight? That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm sorry.
It's only on the internet again, right?
No, it's on Univision Deportes.
So it is on cable, and then Yahoo Sports, you got to pick that up on the internet if you want it in English.
Yep, or you can head down to King's Court.
Yeah, King's Court will be having the game down there.
Batallón's down there having a party tonight, too.
El Batallón is down there partying all the time, and for the ones that have traveled to Mexico, again, it's nice traveling support for the Dynamo. I hope they get flashed on camera tonight, and I hope they get rewarded.
They should be getting rolling here in shortly. We'll have a coverage event, too. Of course, we got to cover the hometown fans.
All right, Victor. Thank you so much for the great updates. We'll continue to follow Victor, who's going to be posting more on Facebook Soccer Matters. Enjoy the game tonight, Victor. Enjoy the experience. It is a rare one, especially if you don't live in Monterrey, Mexico. And for some, it is the capital of soccer in this part of the world. Thank you so much for the great updates.
No problem,
man. All right. Talk to you later. That's Victor Ariza, reporter for Soccer Matters. Does a lot for the show. You'll notice we're not Facebook tonight because usually Victor's the one who gets all that up. By the way, I'm not a guy talking about my personal life on here. And, that was like a downward spiral. But like I said, there is hope. Right, Andrew?
There's always hope, Glenn.
Still in the game. The Dynamo have a big one tonight against Tigres. A couple of notes here that I want to get out tonight. Copa Libertadores kicking off tonight. By the way, I have Fubo TV. I absolutely love the fact that I can watch the Copa Libertadores. Boca Juniors to Lima tonight. But just so many very interesting things. We have talked incessantly every year around this time. It has become a ritual where we talk about we can't win the CONCACAF Champions League, and we hear all the rhetoric and yada, yada, yada. And the obvious things are schedule and timing, no question. And the other things are resources that MLS is going up against. Are we ever going to get a point or to that point where we can say, you know what? We are on a level playing field from a competitive standpoint. And that's the key. Every year we talk about this, and all of us commentators come out and we begin to talk about competing and the fact that we need to win this. Well, 413 miles away, the Dynamo are in Monterrey, Mexico. Our thanks to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, and a big thank you to The Cube 57. We'll be on the air this weekend. Eddie Robinson, myself, Cindy Bourbano, 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock, Dynamo Vancouver. Get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com.
One more time. One more time, a celebration.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
He goes to his countryman, Albert Elise. He's back in a minute. Elise cross took a deflection. Ball still loose in the box. Kyoto shot is blocked. Azira got it from the there it is. It's stabbed in by Mauro Minotas.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Coming up at 10 Central Time, the Houston Dynamo in the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League. They'll be taking on Tigres down in Monterrey, Mexico. But we do know we have an important date here, March 26th. The United States men's national team will come to Houston. This is a big opportunity for us in Houston, not only to see a great young national team now that's being rebuilt under Greg Berhalter, also a great opportunity to fill a stadium and let people know that in World Cup 2026, we would like to be a host city. USsoccer.com for your tickets. And again, Chile, what a great opponent. And a number of great young talents coming in, including our guest now from the Seattle Sounders. Also the U.S. men's national team is Christian Roldan. Christian, thank you very much for coming on the show. You've been kind of a regular on the show, so we appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me. I think I'm doing something good, right? I'm on again.
You always are, and you're a great interview, and we'll send you the royalty checks, okay? Just give us an address after the interview. But we appreciate you being on. Well, first of all, congratulations to getting called into the camp again. And just talk again about this situation with these young guys and how you guys are trying to grab the mantle of this national team and bring it back to prominence again.
Thank you. Well, we're excited. I think it's a good group. Good young talented group of guys and coached extremely well, and look, let's not kid ourselves, we're going to play a really quality side in Houston, and if we can get all the support and that we can, it would be great. But in the end, it's going to be a difficult match, but I think the guys are ready and capable of getting a good result in Houston.
Christian Roldan joining us of the Seattle Sounders. By the way, they're off to a great start. Two wins in two games. We'll ask Christian a little bit about the Sounders before we're over with this interview. But, you know, when the John Brookses start coming back into the team, the DeAndre Yedlins, the Michael Bradleys, and some of the European-based guys, is there a different feel to the group as opposed to the January camp maybe where it's more MLS-based?
A little bit, yeah. You know, European guys aren't invited to January camp because they are in season, obviously. So, in a way, the MLS guys have an advantage against these European guys because we understand the system. We understand the tactics that the coach wants us to play. But now it's their turn to learn the system. And if they can do it extremely well, I think we're going to be a really good, dangerous team because the core of the group is obviously filled with a lot of MLS guys that understand the system. And now it's incorporating the European-based guys into the system and just making the team a little bit better.
Tremendous competitions in all areas, but I'm going to go, Christian, to your area. And you, to me, are very much a two-way midfielder. Your work ethic is just incredible. But I'm looking at Tyler Adams now, starter at Leipzig, Michael Bradley, Sebastian Legette, Weston McKennie, Christian Pulisic, Christian Roldan, and Will Trapp. This is incredible competition here. And when I look at these midfielders, they do all have, in a lot of ways, some differing qualities.
Yeah, and I would add on to that. The competition that I'm facing is very tough. I understand that. And if I can go toe-to-toe with these guys, it'll only make myself better, but also make the team better, make these other players extremely well, improve in their everyday, mindset and you know, the way they go about training. And also, ultimately, it would create competition within the team and would make the team so much better. So I'm over there. I'm ready to go over there and compete for a spot, not only just be satisfied with getting called in, but I feel like I can play alongside these guys, with these guys. And so if I can go with that same mindset, then it'll only make the team better.
When you see a performance today, and I don't know if you watched it, I would assume you may have, but when you see a performance from a 34-year-old guy, Cristiano Ronaldo, and you just see the seething competitiveness pouring out of every pore of that guy's body today, does that inspire you? Because I'm telling you, I watched that game and I was like, hey, I got to become a better commentator just based on the fact that this guy just has so much drive and desire, even at this point when he's won everything, pretty much.
Yeah, I think it goes through the notion of never being satisfied. And this is a guy that has won almost everything in the soccer world. And being down 2-0, scores a hat trick to put his team through. I mean, the determination, the mindset, the ability to play under pressure is fantastic. Obviously, we're not. He's playing at an extremely high level, and only certain players can do so. But why can't the national team have the same mindset or have the same ability to play against the top teams in the world? And I think that's ultimately what you're saying. It makes you want to be better, and that's ultimately the goal for us players.
Christian Roldan, U.S. Men's National Team, they're going to be here in Houston March 26th. It's a game you're not going to want to miss. Talents like Roldan, Pulisic, on and on we go, will be here. You get your tickets at ussoccer.com or BBVA Compass Stadium box office. I look at the world of sports now, and sometimes I'll look at an athlete like Cristiano Ronaldo. I know exactly where that guy is from a competitive standpoint. I'll look at others, and I'm not saying about your teammates, but in general, I'll say to myself, you know, I think that athlete is using being an athlete to be a celebrity. In other words, using his sport as a vehicle to go to a different level. Do you ever feel that or see that in any sport?
Yeah, you can totally see that. I mean, sometimes in the NBA, I think, I can't remember who said it, but I think it was Dirk. Dirk in Dallas said, people want the social life People want the likes on Instagram and the likes on Twitter and the popularity, but they don't want the responsibility that comes with being a pro athlete. And I think, yes, of course, people can get content. But I think in our case, in my team, with the national team, I think we're just getting started. We want to establish ourselves worldwide and want other countries to see us as a soccer country rather than a basketball or a football country. So, yes, I can totally see that. But in our case, I think we're still establishing ourselves and getting to that next level.
When DeAndre Yedlin comes back and you're in these camps with your teammates, Christian Pulisic, do you guys share experiences? And is there anything interesting that they tell you about the game over in Europe?
Yeah, they obviously have really good things to say about the sport in Europe. It's a very difficult, well, the two leagues that they play in are very difficult to play in. And they have very good players, international players. They see it all. But I think what separates them from us is the level of competition day in and day out. Every week they get to see a different style of play, different players on and off the field, and they are able to compete with those guys each and every week. So for them, I think it's important to go into camp and having the same mindset, because they want to make the national team better.
Christian Roldan joining us. Look, you're in Seattle. You're in one of the great soccer cities in the United States. We could make an argument. It's the best. That sort of pressure that you get, that healthy pressure, and those crowds that you play in front of, can you ever get complacent because these people keep coming out to see you guys play? Or do you get enough push and enough fair criticism that it really keeps you on edge to produce day in and day out?
Oh, I think our group of guys keep us on edge. And then if we can't keep ourselves on edge, our fans will definitely do so. I think the fans deserve so much. And we heard it when we started off slow the last 2-3 years. We heard it from our fans, and they stuck with us. But we wanted to do it for ourselves and also them, because they stuck with us throughout the whole year. And ultimately, you know, it comes down to the group of guys, but also the fans pushing you. If you don't have a good supporting cast, it makes life difficult sometimes. But, yes, we are spoiled, and we want to continue to do well in Seattle for the fans that come out to every game.
Christian, when you run out of that tunnel, you know, and you look up into that crowd and you get a glance of the fans that are there, does that ever get old? Can that get old? Is that possible that something like that could get old? Because I've experienced the game there as a commentator. I've stood on the sidelines to watch a game there. It really is remarkable.
Yeah, I think it's a very tough environment to play in. And as a player in that stadium, there's nothing better. You want to play in great environments like that day in and day out. And I think even as a opposing player, it's very intimidating for sure, but those are the games you want to be in. You want to be able to silence the crowd. And for us specifically, we want to encourage our fans to keep coming out and supporting us by showing up each and every game and playing our hearts out. So I think it's great for the league, great for the opposing team, great for us. So hopefully we can continue to have big crowds like that. But it's, like I said, it doesn't get old, and we always have a blast.
He's Christian Roldan. Now, when you go to a market in MLS that there isn't that, let's face it, there's some markets that are struggling attendance-wise. We've got our challenges here in Houston. Is it possible sometimes, even though you're telling yourself, you know, look, I'm as committed in this game, and I'm as in tuned, I'm as focused, as prepared as I can be, do you ever just maybe organically kind of realize that, you know, it's harder to get up for these games as opposed to trotting out at in front of Seattle Sounders fans in front of 40, 50, and 60,000 people?
Right. Mentally, it's a little draining, right? You look up in the stands and there's not as many people there. Of course, it can be disheartening. obviously we go about our business on the road and try to implement the same game. But you want to have guys rooting against you just as much as guys rooting for you.
Yeah.
And by guys, I mean fans. We you want fans to hate you. You want fans to not like you and root against you. And you want to prove those people wrong. So in a way, yes, for sure. We want to have a great environment each and every week. But the reality is sometimes that doesn't happen. And those games can be a little dull, during warm-up, stuff like that. But once the game hits, it's a different type of intensity.
Christian Roldan, we'll give him one more question here. We're going to let him go. We thank him so much for coming on here. We're prepping the United States against Chile March 26th. We know this is a very, very good team to test yourself against, the South American side that's got a number of talents, guys like Arturo Vidal and company. What do you expect from a Chilean side? And kind of give us a little insight into some generalities about them that you admire about South American soccer and Chile in particular.
Well, I expect a Chile team to really press, to really put us under pressure, not let us play out of the back. I think they want to keep possession and play really direct football. I think ultimately, if we can stay composed, it would be great to maintain the pressure that they have. Play through it and really go at their defenders. I think ultimately they don't want to defend. That's why they press a little bit high. So it'll be interesting as the game goes by. But in the end, I think we're going to be well prepared and ready to go against them.
Christian, thank you so much for coming on the program tonight. We look forward to your arrival here in Houston. I know you got a game before you get down here a few days earlier, and that's the focus now. But the city of Houston is excited for a visit from not only you, but the U.S. men's national team as well. Thank you for coming on the show, as always.
We are excited as ever. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Christian Roldan. He's been on the show a number of times, and we're really thankful for him coming on the program. Hey, quick word here. I got a new sponsor to Soccer Matters. It's Tri-Eagle Energy, and there's synergy with energy because they're also the official energy provider of the Houston Dynamo, Houston Dash, and BBVA Compass Stadium. So let's talk energy. There are a lot of energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, and the list goes on. Now, you may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later you find out you're paying a higher rate, or there are additional fees on your bill. It's different with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Check out Tri-Eagle Energy, 877-93-EAGLE. Log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Lacazette on his left foot here. Xhaka, he fancies a goal! David De Gea wrong-footed! Granit Xhaka with the goal! And we have the opener here at the Emirates.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We continue to roll on here. A quick word here for Advantage BMW. Now, I've driven one for years. I've leased. I've owned. I love the drive of a BMW, and so do so many people around the world. But the thing I also love about Advantage BMW Midtown, they've got the best customer service. They'll take care of you top to bottom. They'll have you covered with sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get down there. Get that hometown advantage. At Advantage BMW Midtown, AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Get in there, say hello to Philip and Justin. I'm sure those guys caught up and did see the Cristiano Ronaldo hat trick today. With that, we bring on one of the great guests of this show. Always brings some wonderful insight from Liga MX, the Mexican national team, soccer in general. He is Tom Marshall. of ESPN FC. Tom, thank you very much for coming on. I want to get a quick thought from you just about this amazing day where we saw an amazing footballer, a legendary one, just step up to the plate once again and lead Juventus to a 3-0 win over Atletico Madrid, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say about Cristiano? I mean, the only thing I think I'd say is it that surprising? I mean, you just even just watching those pictures at halftime when you saw him kind of talking to his teammates, you're like, this guy just absolutely wants this so badly. With everything he's kind of achieved in his career, and he's just still so hungry, then I think anybody who wants to be a football player or a sports person, you know, you look at the drive that he has at his age and after everything he's achieved, and you think, there's your example.
Yeah, that's a tremendous point, because he is in rarefied air, and I think he's in that rarefied air of athletes in all other sports. I mean, we can talk Brady, we can talk Jordan, we could talk in tennis, Nadal, maybe as ultra competitors, because, like, I don't know, do you sometimes feel like a lot of these athletes are maybe using the athletic part of it, the professional athlete part of it, to become a celebrity?
Yeah, I mean, I think they obviously come hand in hand these days, but, you know, one doesn't come without the other. And I think Ronaldo, you know, I know when he was at Manchester United, the teammates, his former teammates, just couldn't believe how much he'd practice. You know, he'd be there after training doing his free kicks. They'd make fun of him for trying out all his crazy stuff and crazy tricks. But at the end of the day, the way he looks after himself is, you know, it's just, he's just on a different level. It's just that drive that I think he has. And then, you know, the celebrity lifestyle, if you want it, is there on the table. I mean, obviously, Cristiano likes that. Lionel Messi, not too much. But yeah, for me, with Ronaldo, it's just, I don't know. It's difficult to understand how you become like that, unless you're him, I suppose.
Really, really is amazing. The focus, the competitiveness, and all of that you've described there. He's Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. All right, Tata Martino picked his squad March 22nd. They will take on Chile. That'll give us here in Houston an opportunity to kind of preview Chile before they come here on March 26th to take on the United States national team. Okay, so we got Chicharito Hernandez is back, Andres Guardado, names we all know. Raul Jimenez, who scored for Wolves this past weekend, is back as well. But the one, before we get to Chicharito, the one big miss here is Carlos Vela. And we always know it's been a kind of strange relationship with him and the national team. Vela had an unbelievable game this past weekend in Major League Soccer with a goal and three assists against Portland. What do you think's going on there?
I mean, Carlos Vela's always had a kind of bumpy relationship with the Federation. But honestly, so after the World Cup, and, you know, now he's speaking a lot more to the press, it just seemed like he kind of mended those bridges. So for Vela to be out, for me, it's a big surprise. Obviously, last weekend he was absolutely immense. Bob Bradley obviously saying that he wants him to be like Lionel Messi, and it looks like he's definitely been trying his best to reach a Messi level of late. So, yeah, so, I mean, in the Mexican press right now, the rumours are suggesting that Vela has not been included because Tata Martino already knows him. Martino, obviously, Atlanta in MLS last season. He's obviously followed a lot of Vela's career in 2018. But I'll tell you what, Glenn, for me, it doesn't really wash, because you've got one meet-up before you announce the Gold Cup squad. Tata Martino needs every second he can get with these players on the training pitch. And to kind of leave Vela out, is, for me, it's very, very strange. So we'll see. I mean, Vela's not actually said anything as yet. So we'll see what he comes out and says. We'll see what Tata Martino says. The Mexican Federation has been very, very tight-lipped on everything, to be honest, since the World Cup. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, Chicharito back as well. I think there was, I don't know, some kind of stories that he's not been happy with the national team. But I think the fact he's back, the fact Andres Guardado's back, I think that'll shut up those kind of people for a bit, who are saying that this is a guy who's got big problems with the Mexican Federation. So yeah, it should be an interesting meetup. First one for Tata Martino.
ESPN FC, Tom Marshall. The only MLS player included in this roster for Tata is the LA Galaxy's Jonathan DeSanza. So before I get to Jonathan, and we know what he brings,
What do you think the future of Gio Dos Santos is? And then I want to tie him into Marco Fabian, because both of them have had a little bit of a history that follows them about the off-field stuff. The Philadelphia Union are banking so much on Marco Fabian to lead them and do things on and off the field for them. Do you think Fabian in Philadelphia is – how much of a risk is that by the Philadelphia Union?
Yeah, I think it's a risk. I think it's a risk because he's not played much. I mean, you know, they can do all the medical tests and stuff that they've obviously done before signing him from Eintracht Frankfurt. But I think I wrote about it a couple of weeks ago, and he's played so few minutes in any kind of soccer, in international or cup or the league in Germany since the World Cup, that it must be a worry. I mean, this is a guy who's coming back from a couple of years of not really playing hardly at all. So on his day, can Fabian do well for the Union? 100%. He can win your games, be absolutely spectacular, get people even going to the stadium. But obviously, it does come with a risk. I do think, though, he has, you know, there has been rumours before about his kind of nightlife and not being the most professional off the field. I do think he is more mature now. I think he's more, you know, level-headed. I think he's always going to like a night out. I think he's one of those guys. But I also think he knows when it's time to work now. So, and I'm sure he thinks of this season as he needs to get back. I mean, he's not in this Mexico squad right now, obviously. And I think that's a message from Martino as well, that he needs to get back playing, he needs to get back scoring goals and doing it consistently if he wants to be, you know, in the picture this summer at the Gold Cup and next summer for whatever international tournament that Mexico are involved in.
Yeah, it's all about the Gold Cup in preparation for that. Gerardo Tata Martino picking his squad. Gio Dos Santos, is this the moment you think that maybe potentially this could, you know, kind of punch Gio into a little bit more of a stratosphere of maturity, maybe that can help him maybe close out his career as such a talented soccer player in a better way?
Yeah, I mean, you don't hope so. I mean, you really would hope so. The only thing I'd say is that he's had quite a few of these now. You know, even when he came to MLS and, you know, you felt, is this going to be the moment that now he kind of steps it up? And a couple of the moves within Europe as well, you're like, okay, now is your moment, Gio. You've got to show us this talent. Do it consistently. And, you know, I was looking at Gio's stats the other day, and I think in the last, like, 8 years of his career, you can legitimately say he's had two good seasons. Not average seasons, good seasons. And, I mean, that's just nowhere near good enough. I think the problem with Gio is, obviously, the Galaxy just paid a lot of money for him, and he was obviously didn't live up to it. Didn't anywhere near live up to the pay package. So, honestly, Glenn, I can't see him in Mexico. I'll tell you that much. I just don't think. I'd love to see him in Mexico. I'd love to see him in Club America, where his father played. I'd love to see him kind of really be desperate to prove himself specifically in Mexico, because I think the doubters are in Mexico. He gets so much kind of stick from people within Mexico that I think that it'd be great for him to kind of prove those guys wrong. So, but I can't see it. I mean, I don't know Gio personally, but I'm not sure he'd be happy style of kind of living with Mexico. You go out for a meal and you get photographed. You walk through the airport and you've got, you know, 20 people following you wanting a selfie. You know, I just don't think Gio's going to be kind of comfortable with that. And that's why, to be honest, LA was absolutely perfect for him. It's just a shame that, you know, he had injuries, he was a bit unlucky, but it was just a shame he couldn't get it together, because, to be honest, it's embarrassing when a team does that to you and kind of pays off your contract.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why I say it goes and it bears and opens up his soul as a footballer, and as you just positioned it, it's like, okay, now, all right, are you gonna fight back against the critics? Has that stung and hurt you and wounded you enough to now decide to drive back at the critics and show people that you can still produce? Or, you know, he can easily, like you said, walk off into the sunset. He's a wealthy man and just basically probably do whatever he wants. All right, I want to switch gears here. He's Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. Let's go to Tigres. Had two players picked in the side, Carlos Salcido and Luis Rodriguez. Dynamo take on Tigres at they call it El Volcan, right? Is that what they call the stadium, Tigres' stadium? Yeah. So we all know how difficult it is to go down to Mexico. You've been in that stadium many times, covering the Liga MX. What's in store for the Houston Dynamo down there? Is there a potential that Tigres may be looking beyond them because of the fact that they are in such a tight race in the Mexican League?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, with a two-goal lead, it's not completely 100% over. You know, we've seen in the Champions League, in the European Champions League over the last couple of weeks, some really big results. But it's a massive challenge. I mean, to go to Tigres, who they're a club that, you know, they've never won an international trophy. So I think Tigres are really focused on winning the CONCACAF Champions League. I know that Tuca Ferretti hasn't played his full strength 11 as yet, but this is a club I don't think they're going to be holding back. And it's just such a strong squad. I mean, I don't know, I think it's a wider debate, but, you know, obviously because of the poor results for the MLMs last week against the Mexican clubs, it kind of, the debate over what do MLS clubs need to do to beat the Liga MX clubs to win the CONCACAF Champions League. And, you know, we hear it every year, but I think the other thing that we have to stress, or from my point of view, you know, being in Mexico, covering the Mexican League for the last, 10, 11 years, you know, this Tigres team, this Monterrey team that we're seeing right now, it's like, these are historic. I mean, the amount of money that has gone into producing these teams, it's not just MLS teams that are struggling to compete with them. Liga MX teams are struggling to compete with them. I mean, we're seeing a domination by Tigres and Monterrey in terms of winning games, being at the top of the table. It's like, it's just the kind of coasting in the league as well. And I think, you know, obviously, when you've got teams like Tigres and Monterrey in the CONCACAF Champions League, it's going to be difficult for MLS teams. So, do Houston have a chance? Of course, they've got a chance. They've always got a chance. And, you know, I do think up front, they can do damage. I mean, I'm a big fan of Ellis. You know, I think on his day he can be really, really, really good player. So, but yeah, I mean, Tigres are, I mean, they're at a different level right now.
Tom, we thank you very much for everything. Great insight here on both the Mexican national team and the Dynamo and Tigres. I always love having you on this show. I only wish you were in Houston. I'd bring you, we'd get you in the studio. We'd do more together, but keep up the great work. You're excellent at what you do, and it's always such a joy to listen to you talk about the game in Mexico. That's Tom Marshall. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for the invite.
And that's Tom in Guadalajara, by the way. Moment here for the Daspit Law Firm. John and the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, are going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual, whether you're getting a car accident, motorcycle, industrial construction, plant, refinery. Daspit Law Firm has you covered. John's a good friend of mine. Saw John at the game when the Dynamo got that 2-1 victory over Montreal the other night. He was sitting right below our TV booth on the Cube. So John Daspit is out there. He is a soccer guy. So get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. That'll wrap it up tonight for Victor Ariza down in Monterrey, Mexico. For Andrew Carlson, producer extraordinaire, I remind you, podcasts are at PodcastArena.com and iTunes. And I hope you're going to get out and help us out for the Kick Cancer Pediatric Cancer event. It's 3:30 to 5:30, Dias Park, Kitsman Road, this weekend. Any age players, come on out. It's only $50. You're going to get a really, really cool T-shirt that's blue and green with a Soccer Matters logo on it and the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Big thank you to the Dynamo Soccer Club for hosting that. That's the Cy Fair Dynamo Soccer Club. And you can sign up at cccfund.org. cccfund.org. Sign up there. And if you can't go, you can donate the $50 and we will find a player that is in need. Until next week, I'm Glenn Davis. Soccer Matters.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.